Blog Talk Next. Radio.
What have we done?
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for stepping into the abyss. Thanks for joining us on a dreary Tuesday night.
It is. It is dreary and rainy and dank and
cold.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
It's not cold down there. You're in Florida.
Well, dude, it's like
cold here.
Yeah, it's like 60 degrees, man. I'm freezing. Yeah, me too. So, huge show tonight. Absolutely huge show. We have three guests coming on, all about one of our favorite subjects. No, it's not Halloween Horror Nights. No, it's not porn. No, it's not roller coasters. And
I'm leaving.
I know. No, we're not talking about porn. We're talking about music.
I think everyone's left already. I don't know if you noticed that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Yeah, it's already starting. Oh, my dear God.
Am I still here? Or just check?
No, you're gone, too.
Oh, I've been gone. All right.
So, no, we are talking about music, more specifically underground music, simply because there seems to be a really big rift in the music scene these days. You have either hip-hop.
Pun intended.
Yeah. You have either hip-hop or you have these boy bands, or you have like the emo kind of goth, I want to hurt myself kind of stuff, and that's about it.
I want you to hurt yourself.
I know you don't.
Sure I do.
Sure you do.
Hurt yourself, kids. Play with broken glass.
Eat it. Eat broken glass. Don't eat broken glass. Don't try this at home. Go to your friend's house. No, the music scene these days is really kind of broken and shattered, and you really don't get a real good amount of original music. Sure, you have these artists and these bands that are pretty much products of the record companies and pretty much...
Oh, don't get me started with modern alternative radio. All the bands sound the same. They're all overproduced. Literally, it's like everybody took, all right, we all want you to sound like Nickelback now. It's just crap. And one song after
Nickelback's done. Let's all sound like these guys, plain white, your mamas, or whatever. I don't know.
Whatever the big thing of the moment is, anytime anyone has an idea that's in any way creative, 50 other people jump on the bandwagon, and before you know it, there are 10 bands that sound just exactly like the original band, and you lose whatever influence that you make.
Fallout Boy.
Yeah, Fallout Boy,
exactly.
And you hear an extra...
Another thing. Since when did punk rock become cute?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, punk rock was dangerous. It was something you went out and...
How about the Craig Ferguson days where someone gets a bloody nose instantly?
Exactly.
As soon as they walk in the pit. I mean, that's...
I've got a good punk rock story, if I can interject.
Yeah. So before you do, and trust me, you're going to have to fight to do this because we're on fire tonight. We are joined by none other than Nick Strong, the untitled Nick Strong solo project.
Yes.
One of the greatest band names ever. Because completely,
I like it.
I do too. It makes you sound, like you said before, it makes you sound like kind of Alan Parsons.
It makes
project.
It sound important.
Well,
yeah.
Well, hold on. I mean, if the music industry shattered, is it shattered like a heap of broken images?
Oh, nice segue.
Nick, go.
Well, that brings me to my next point. My album, A Heap of Broken Images, is on sale now.
Which you can get on Amazon.com or by simply go to AwesomeBadness.com and hit the link, because we're going to have that link up. We're also going to have links up to everybody that we talk to tonight, because the music is good. The music is something that you may not hear, and that's the point of tonight's show. What the hell is out there underground that you're not hearing? well, you're not hearing stuff like this, like Nick Strong, like our other two guests. But before we get into that, Nick, tell us your punk rock story.
Well, this just happened this past weekend. I went out because here where I live in mid-Michigan, I mean, the music scene is almost non-existent. It's really frustrating. But we do have...
I'm in Tennessee, dude. Don't feel bad.
Yeah. As far as what we do have, I guess we have a pretty decent punk rock scene. And, you know, like punk and ska and stuff. And so I went to see Mustard Plug, a great ska band.
Love it.
Yeah, they came through here last weekend, and one of the opening acts was this punk band called the Cartridge Family.
Sure.
And I guess you could call them a band, but it was like 20 to 30 people on this tiny stage. Like, all of them had instruments, but probably three-quarters of them weren't plugged in or weren't making any noise. Like, one of them just had, like, a slide whistle. Someone just had a laundry basket they were banging on with a drumstick, you know? And, like, they just sang these ridiculous chants. Like, how PG is this show supposed to be? Should I go into details, or?
Go into details. Do it. Go.
Do it. All right, well, one of their songs... consisted of nothing more than them chanting, butt sex makes you a genius, butt sex makes you a genius.
Yes! Finally! That understands.
And then, come over here and suck on my penis. That was the whole song. During that song, one of the members of the band, completely intoxicated, took out his thing and started pleasuring himself on the American flag.
Right.
Is this like a gore thing, or is it
this happened? It was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it was happening.
I'm not sure I'd call that punk. That's performance art.
It was. So we were, you know, heading towards the back because they were starting, you know, spraying whipped cream and shit everywhere, and it was getting kind of ridiculous.
When I say gore, does anyone else remember who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, those guys.
Oh yeah, gore. You couldn't even go see a gore show without getting a plastic sheet and holding it up in front of
them. I mean, they prove their point, though. I mean, mankind loves violence, so it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but what Nick's describing, I mean, that's... When I think about punk rock, I'm thinking back in the day. I'm thinking Dead Kennedys, Black Flag, Circle Jerks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm thinking... I'm not... Nowadays, it's... I mean, that sounds to me like just a bunch of rich kids.
Yeah, it was a bunch of, you know, really stupid kids. It was like a...
Sounds like fun, though.
Parody of punk rock.
Yeah,
but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It kind of does sound like a parody of it, but it kind of gets that same kind of point across that, you know. This is not what you're supposed to be doing, but who cares anyway? That's kind of like our show right here. This isn't how you're supposed to run a show. This isn't how you're supposed to. But fuck it, we have fun with it, and who gives a shit? So,
not the FCC.
Yeah. Well, I was, Nick, let's to kind of roll it back on topic here. Nick, I was listening to some of your stuff before the show, like about 10 minutes before the show. and I noticed that it's not at all what I expected it to be. I listened to it when Eric told me it was underground music. I expected, you know, certain new metal. I expected, you know, punk. What I didn't expect was this orchestral stuff. I'm hearing flutes. I'm hearing violins. I'm hearing, you know, woodwinds of all shapes. What in the world possessed you to do that kind of thing?
Well, basically, I started out in a punk band, you know, in eighth grade.
Everyone
and then
does.
After what? Yeah, everyone does. And after a little bit of that, you know, I kind of got sick of playing like the same old punk rock song. So I started a ska band, and I had a pretty successful ska band for 3 years. We played all over, you know, mid-Michigan and had a pretty good run. But then, again, about into the third year, I kind of got sick of this genre classification where, like, we were only expected to play these really fast, poppy ska songs. And it wasn't the only thing I wanted to write. So I just sort of, you know, I sat down on my guitar one day and I had this idea for a song that wasn't a ska song. It turned out to be Crossing the Line on the new album. And I was just like, you know, I'm going to write this even if it doesn't end up getting played. And eventually, you know, once I let that out, I had all these new ideas start coming out. So I wrote them all down, and I decided, you know, I can't just let these songs sit and rot. So I got a bunch of musicians from around and started recording it. And basically what I wanted to do was just, instead of letting the scene and, like, what the local music was kind of, what everyone was kind of doing, define the music I wrote, I decided to write exactly the kind of stuff I wanted to listen to on the scale I wanted to listen to. And
that's
so,
what made it to me. If it had just been straightforward rock and roll, I might not have been interested in it. But there's one song, I think it's, is it Abandoned Ship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of a sudden you go off on this Bohemian Rhapsody. Not really, it's not an operatic thing, but it's almost the same kind of thing where the song just takes a left turn.
Yeah.
And goes off into this instrumental thing. And I just thought, wow, this is great. This is genius.
Yeah, that's. I love doing that. I love taking, you know, I'm trying not to be confined by any sort of, you know, rules or guidelines in my music. So I love, like, that song I felt was getting static as I was writing it. I was like, this is kind of getting into the same groove. I decided to take it in the complete opposite direction of what everyone was expecting. And I think that's the kind of stuff I think really gives my music character. Because especially from song to song, I try to make each song sound different so that, you know, even as you're listening to the album, it's not like, you know, one straight style. You get this mix of all my different influences that I've listened to.
And I'm hearing a ton of different stuff. I'm hearing everything from They Might Be Giants to Zappa. Just all kinds of stuff.
Especially in your cover of what was the song Heroes, David Bowie's Heroes.
I can beat them.
Yeah, you definitely hear Bowie in there, but then you also hear, like, in the beginning, you hear all the orchestral stuff from, like, the Beatles, say, when they were in their Sgt. Pepper stage. I mean, when that first started up, that's the first thing I started hearing was some of the stuff from Sgt. Pepper's.
Yeah, a lot of psychedelic stuff in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good stuff, man.
Well, thank you very much.
I think Dick likes his mushrooms, is what I think.
Hey, any good punk artist does.
I take the Dewey Cox method to writing music. I want an army of didgeridoos. I don't know.
I love it. Everybody loves Cox. We can't get enough Cox.
Right.
Can't build you a house made out of candy. It'll melt in the sun.
All right. And if you guys do want to give us a call in, the number is 347-237-5266. Give us a call in here on the Blog Talk Radio line, and we'll definitely chat with you. And right now, unfortunately, we're going to have to – well, actually, Nick, just hang out with us, man. Just hang out with us and chill. We're going to we're expecting somebody else to call in. So
if they don't, you're in, dude.
Well, if they don't, then we're going to go – this is the thing. We normally never have this much planned.
This is weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I've got so much planned tonight, and it's unbelievable. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
Do it, flat nuts. Come on.
All right, so what song do you guys want to hear from Nick? We got Summer Twilight, Crossing the Line, and Abandoned Ship.
Abandoned Ship. It's
Abandoned Ship. Abandoned Ship.
All right, so we're going to hit some Abandoned Ship, and when we come back, we'll hear some more. So we'll be right back.
Give it a day. I won't spend my life in this nowhere town. I want more. Heard it before. But before I go, I'm gonna close this whole place down. Burn it to the ground. I'm Paranoid until I got the bill, and I'm always the one who ends the pay with you, money, babe. I gotta do this alone. It's not the money that's the problem, just the way that I call home. It's not the time to get a ride.
Yeah, you are.
Hello.
All right, and we're coming right out of that and going into an incoming call. Let's go to the 541. What's your name, bud?
Hey, this is Mikey G. What's up? I heard you're supposed to have somebody call. I figured it was my cue to call you.
That is your cue to call.
I know how to take a cue, homie. I know, you know. So here I am. What's going on? Nice stuff. I love the music.
Yeah, absolutely great music, and we got some of your stuff on cue too. Mikey G, another great independent artist, going right along with the theme of tonight's show, just talking good music, man.
Absolutely. That was good stuff.
Good music, again, we're kind of getting away from the whole rock and roll thing. That last thing we played was, I'm not sure exactly how I'd describe it. It was like a honky-tonk piano and a, like, Tom
yeah.
Waits, and it was weird. I loved it though.
Yeah,
oh, it was great. I love the way that you hit I hear blues, I hear ska. You know, this is great. It's a mixture. That's what's great about independent radio. That's great about what you guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now tell us a little bit about you, Mikey, man. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm a drummer who's now trying to play guitar and sing, writing my own music. Just getting started, and as a songwriter. I'm on the MySpace thing doing that, working on getting together a live act for a show, putting together the band. So I'm pretty much in the infancy of being a singer-songwriter. I don't rise to the level of the brother who's on there at this moment. But maybe someday when I grow up, maybe I can sound like him. We'll see.
Maybe someday we'll have a real radio show and you can be on it.
Yeah.
This is real to me, brother. You're like the big bopper. This is like the revolution. It's like you're starting all over again, man. It's a really cool thing. You're doing a great job. You got a great thing going on here.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. But you brought something else up, trying to do the MySpace thing. That is how people are getting noticed these days. People are getting noticed through MySpace. They're getting noticed through YouTube. They're getting noticed through little crappy podcasts like this one.
Like this one.
Wait, this is not a crappy podcast.
This is the shit. I'm telling you, no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, you know what people are doing. If you notice, you go to any place, you go to any office or any cubicle around the world, the boss leaves the room, and what are they doing? They're surfing the computer. They're on MySpace. They're on, you know, YouTube or whatever. And so millions of people are finding people out there that the record companies would leave behind and would never even consider signing or doing anything with. And here we are, and it's a revolution. Like I said, it's like being at the birth of rock and roll all over again.
Yeah,
it would make it more difficult to stand out, though. I'll go to MySpace Music and just like every other day, and the list will change literally every other day of bands, and they're all good, and I've not heard of a single one of them. And
right.
It's just the sheer volume of music that's being thrust upon me now. When I was younger, I was able to keep up with, you know, every band, every release, you know, Pepperoni and the Slices, they've got a new album, whatever, you know, and I was able to keep up with that. But
right.
But now there's just so much stuff coming at my ears, and I'm wondering, what do you do, or Nick, you can take this too if you like, what do you do to stand out? How do you stand out of the pack is what I'm trying to say.
Well, in the internet crowd, you really need some sort of gimmick. I mean, it's so hard just to play, you know, the same stuff everyone else is playing and get noticed. Because, like you said, the volume is ridiculous. It's impossible to stand out almost. Like, you know, who was it? That one band, they got lucky because they did that music video with the treadmills.
Oh, yes. Okay, go.
Okay, go, yeah. Like, I mean, they were an internet phenomenon, but they had that sort of gimmick.
They're not even that good.
Keep them up. That's what got them noticed, and that's what you need. Is you need something to get you noticed that's not getting everyone else noticed.
Have you ever seen Tally Hall? That's what they do. I think they're a great band. I mean, but that's how they got, like, they sang through to one banana. I mean,
yeah,
like,
Banana Man.
I think they're a great band.
Right. You know, it comes down to being a pure musician is what is your goal? I mean, I think that music is fragmenting so much that all you have to do is find your little segment or your little niche, and you're going to work. And isn't that the goal, to get paid playing music? Isn't that what we're all about? And so, you know, the big rock star day, I mean, maybe that day, you know, I'm not sure what you do to become a phenomenon, but I think that if you do what you do and you're true to your art and you try to perfect your art, that's going to show, and you're going to find those. All you need is 80 people in every city who will come and see your show, and you're set for life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way I look at it.
The band, I don't know if you've heard of them, the World Inferno Friendship Society. They're my favorite band in the world. Basically, no one's ever heard of them. Like, I think I'm the only person I've ever met that's heard of them that, you know, I haven't introduced them to. Like, they're totally unknown, but what they did is they brought this really, like, symphonic cabaret sound into the hardcore punk scene, like the anarchist punk rock scene in New Jersey. And, you know, it was just that they took this different kind of music in this specific scene, and that's what made them big. Like, you've got people at their shows now, instead of moshing, they waltz. There's this big waltz pit.
That's
like,
nice.
Seriously.
Hey, Nick, are those the guys with the title Only Anarchists Are Pretty?
Yeah, exactly. Only Anarchists Are Pretty. Yeah.
Sweet.
Like, if you listen to that song, it doesn't sound like any sort of anarchist song at all. There's no punk rock in that song. Like, some of them do, but, I mean, it's very complex musically, and they're the only ones in the scene that are really doing that right now.
Awesome. Well, you know, anarchy, what is anarchy? Anarchy can be, you can mask anarchy in any type of music, you know, so, I mean, as long as, you know, that's the thing about your MySpace and your, and this and that, is what's in your heart and what's in your art. You know, I think that's a great thing. I mean, I have people who are hip-hop fans on my site, people who are hard rock fans, you know, and I play acoustic guitar, I'm playing Bob Dylan. You know, so it's amazing the diversity. I think it's a good thing because, as you said, there's so much stuff out there that we're all getting exposed to all different genres, and it's not going to be just one genre rules or one genre is giant. But we all get a little piece of the pie, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it basically, like you said, it boils down to your passion of it. And that goes true with anything. As long as you enjoy doing what you're doing and you're having fun with it, who gives a shit what anybody else thinks? I mean, it'd be
exactly.
Great.
You don't do it to get rich. Do
Amen,
it to
brother.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
I mean, because if...
God knows we're never going to get rich.
You're goddamn right on that.
Or right.
Well, you know, I mean, but then again, I mean, that's, we may not get rich, but we're, like you said, we're doing what we love. Is that not being rich enough? Is that not the meaning of life, you know, to do what you love to do?
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not out there to get rich. I don't, you know, I'm out there actually, you know, my music has a political message. It has a political feel to it. I want to affect change. I want to change somebody, just make you look at the world in a different way, perhaps. You may not agree with me.
All art does, isn't it?
Exactly. And you may not agree with me even after you hear the song, but you may think of something a different way that you didn't think of it before.
All right, real cool. Well, we don't have time to play all the songs that I've been sent, because I've got like 5-6 songs from each of you. But what we're going to do...
I want to hear their music. I want to hear some more of their stuff.
Well, we are live right now, and we are on a very strict time limit, but what we're going to do for everybody who likes the music that they hear, and right now we're going to play some stuff from Mikey G here, we're going to go back with all the bands we talked to tonight, and on the show that you can get from our live feed, which will be up tonight at awesomebadness.com. At the end of the show, we're going to add all of the songs there with the titles and where you can download more of it. So,
yeah, brother, you don't have to play any of my, you know, my music. It doesn't. I don't know if it really, if it fits in because it's just an acoustic guitar. So, you know, I will defer to the badass stuff we were listening to earlier. If you want to, it's up to you.
Hell no.
I don't care if you're playing the spoons. If you're making music, you know.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's a good thing you mentioned that because my next act is.
There you go.
Preston, get the spoons.
So is that we are going from, you know, the orchestral stuff with Nick Strong to the acoustic stuff with Mikey G. And then here in a few minutes, we're going to go to just completely ska core with the Hard Richards. So, I mean.
Nice.
That just goes to show you what kind of broad range is out there. That nobody is really, well, nobody's really making popular on the radio. So, I mean, you don't hear this stuff on the radio, and it's a shame because what you hear on the radio is the same 20 goddamn bubblegum crap songs. And if they would just change it up every once in a while, throw something like that out there. That's why I loved our local radio station here. Every once in a while, you'll hear something like the Vandals, or maybe, just maybe, you might hear some Bad Brains or even some Boss Tones. So, I mean, it's...
I love the Boss Tones.
Gotta love the Boss Tones.
Yep. Who are, by the way, now an internet phenom as well. They have, I think they've like actually left their label and are going independent on the internet, if I'm not mistaken. It's either them... I believe it's the Boss Tones.
Yeah. They've completely left their label, and a lot of bands really aren't putting out CDs or anything anymore. They're just putting stuff out on their websites and out on the internet and MySpace. Perfect example of that would be Radiohead. Radiohead just said, okay, come listen to our whole CD for free. Here it is.
Yeah, pay for
right.
it.
So, well, we are going to take a quick break and listen to some more great music here, and when we come back, we will be chatting. Thanks so much, Mikey, for calling in. We appreciate
it. Absolutely, brother. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I love it. I will. I'm a big fan now. I will listen to it every time now.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right, brother. Continue your good work. Late.
Well, I'm upper class, I'm a real tough ass. I'm ruled by superstition. I'm a Jesus freak, but I screw the meek if they don't obey my traditions. If you party on till the break of dawn, you're under my suspicion. I hate sex and drugs, and I'll arrest every bug that disagrees with my positions. I'm an American man. I hold the whole world in my evil hand. I feed the rich and I rob the poor. I'm an American man. Well, the rednecks, they think I'm great. I keep men out of wedding dresses. I make big mistakes, but I spare no lives to clean up all my messes. Oil and gas, I'll always save my ass. I'll turn Alaska into Texas. You're an evil seed if you don't obey me. I'll bomb them sons of bitches. Cause I'm an American man. I hold the whole world in my evil hands. I feed the rich and I rob the poor. I'm an American man. See, when I was a boy, Jesus came to me, said, forget that crap about love, embrace your bigotry, go ahead, destroy everything you see. Well, it's gonna end anyways, you're gonna be in space with me, just kill and maim. Hate the gays, ignore the poor, then raise your hands in praise and build me an empire so I can rule the world. False feed my ideas to every boy and girl. And if they won't listen, then shoot them with the gun. Organize hateful mind, call them Republicans. I'm an American man. I hold the whole world in my evil hands. I feed the rich and I rob the poor. I'm an American man.
All right, and we are coming. Oh, just for luck. Ah, screw it, we'll play another song.
Christina, let me be. Christina, why can't you set me free? Christina, I'll go away. Christina, I don't want to play your games. You tell the same old lies, you never change. Name alibis, I think it's strange. You don't realize I'm in a cage. I feel rage, you break my heart into pieces. Pieces are scattering. Christina, you'll be the death of me. Christina, why can't you set me free? Christina, all dressed in black. Christina, someday I'm not coming back. I'm gonna run away, make my escape from your evil ways. You play games, got sex on the brain, you bring me down, you drive me to insane. Oh, Christina, you rolled into my life like a storm that fell out of the blue. I thought I'd clean everything in life, but nothing could prepare me for you. Oh, Christina, where you been all night? Smell like aftershave, crank, and blues. Christina, I don't wanna be tight. It's a game I always lose.
It's the first show of December.
You know what that means?
Time for Christmas shows?
You got it. Join us as we kick off the holiday season in style as we chat live with Pete Owens from Dollywood about Dollywood's Smoky Mountain Christmas. We'll also take your calls and chat about our favorite coasters.
So join us live Wednesday, December 3rd on blogtalkradio.com/behindthethrills.
Only on behindthethrills.com.
Get ready to ride.
You can take the girl from the country I have.
All right, yeah, just in time for commercials, great. Don't everybody talk at once, great.
You already lost Bruce, I mean, so.
Again?
Yeah.
Holy crap, he's BSODing on us big time here.
B is BSODing. That's what's going on.
That son of a, what? Okay.
Billy Goat, that's rude.
So, yeah, we are talking music, and if you guys want to get in on the fun, and why wouldn't you, you can give us a call up at 347-237-5266. Dude, we're just having an absolute blast with this. I'm having a blast tonight with this stuff. Just some really good music, man.
Yeah, it really is. I'm so happy I get to go to Buzz Bake Sale and see Flogging Molly and Real Big Fish. I know they're
oh my God.
everyone, but I like.
No, they're not.
Oh, thank you, God. I don't know if
Flogging Molly's great. So
I love Flogging Molly, and Real Big Fish are awesome.
I've seen Real Big Fish like 3 times. They get better every time.
Do they?
They have a fantastic live show.
Well, then I'm looking forward to seeing them.
At a Flogging Molly show was the first time I ever saw Gogol Bordello. If you guys have heard of them, they're pretty big now. But
I forget the name.
You've heard completely not of them, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and if we can have everybody hold for a second, I am going to get our next guest. Good God, man, we are running late. I'm going to get our next guest going on the phone here, and that's going to be Steve from the Hard Richards, if I can.
I'm back.
We don't
should play. You should play a song while we're waiting, or just Orson Welles saying "Green Penis."
One thing.
Pork chops. Pork
chops. Pork chops. What a scrumptious meal.
Well, that was a scrumptious meal, wasn't it?
So, what is that guy from Jurassic Park with Sam Neill, what does he think about calling other people?
What does he think about
Hello.
New Strong
You've reached the voicemail, Steve Abbott. Please leave your name, a number, and a brief message.
Voicemail?
Sure
oh, let's leave him a great
thanks.
Voicemail.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's,
engage this person.
Let's do it.
What does Sam Neill say?
Please
put Sam Neill on.
When you are finished recording,
wait,
you may
wait,
hang
on.
Up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Mr. Neal. This is Equifax.
Steve, what's going on? This is the Abyss.
We've noticed that. No, I was gonna fool him, man. Come on,
come on, dude. We can't do that. We can't do that to Steve. We're live on the air, and we're just pranking his voicemail here.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
Are you
to
satisfied
erase
with
and re-record, press 3.
Was this message as good for you as it was good
four.
For me?
Okay.
I'm pregnant!
Okay.
Oh, my
you
God!
With your message, press 1 to listen to your message.
Right,
press
yeah.
2 to erase and re-record. Message erase. At the tone, please
this
re-record your
tone.
Message.
Yeah, this
end of your message, press 1.
Hello, Steve. This is Eric Yates from The Abyss. We're giving you a call if you want to give us a call back. We are live on the air. And
stop your fingers!
You can give us a call at 347-237-5266. Yes, this is great radio. So we are talking all about music. We're playing your stuff. We are loving it. And, hey, hope you guys have a great show, and we'll talk to you later. Whatever the hell that means. I'm just babbling at this point.
We
Let's
were
call more people and leave messages on their – I've got a couple of girlfriends that we could call.
You want to do that?
I still say that would make a great April Fool's show, just jerky boys, you know?
I've got an April Fool's joke planned, and
You're really not supposed to say that, you know?
Yeah, but it's really great, and people are going to see it coming.
Well,
we
I will now.
Oh, no,
coming.
Because, yeah, we're the kind of people that we're going to do an April Fool's joke
on topic.
In February.
Everyone right. who's listening to this show live or taped, don't tell the April people.
Yeah. Shut up, man. So, yeah, I say we have 20 more minutes to kill because now we don't have the Hard Richards. So let's go ahead and listen to some more Nick Strong.
Those dicks.
That's always a great idea. I'm just kidding. I'm not. I swear I'm not this conceited.
Yeah, right. Actually, let's listen to some Hard Richards because I just feel like skanking out right now. So
Third Wave Ska.
Yeah, definitely. So here's the Hard Richards. This one's called Freedom, with the emphasis on the dumb. And
It's a play on words. How clever.
Play on words. Imagine that. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Thank you.
Floor, I swore it never happened. Greg, you shut the door. I have no need for fear. But I want to get back to that.
Hey man, that is a long instrumental for you. That is really, really cool. I love that.
It's great though. You don't hear music like that a lot.
No, and that's the point. You don't really hear music like that a lot. But speaking of music that you don't hear like that a lot, let's go ahead and go to Steve from the Hard Richards. What's going on, man? Thanks for calling us back.
Yeah, man, no problem. We were in the middle of practice right there.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to interrupt you, man. That's the most important
thing.
But yeah, we played one of your songs, loved it. Freedom, gotta love that song.
Very good. That was a fun song.
And just the coolest thing about it, when I said we got the Hard Richards, everybody just started smirking. Everybody just loves the name. That's a great band.
It's a good band name, man. We were hammered about 15 years ago and thought about that one. It's all good.
So,
I'm glad you're playing the tunes. Did you get to listen to the other two tracks I sent you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually a fan. I hear you guys on the Buzz, our local radio station here, and on Real Radio all the time. So I'm familiar with you guys. I've been a fan on your MySpace for a while. So I'm personally a fan of it. And the biggest thing that we're talking about right now is just like the independent music. You guys are big time into it. You guys have had some pretty good success here in South Florida with working with radio stations like The Buzz and like The Love Doctors. I know their old producer, Jason, used to play you guys like constantly for the Joiners. And, I mean, how did you guys just break into something like that? I mean, I know that you guys was pretty much just doing it for the love of, but how did you break into getting played on, say, a mainstream radio station?
Oh, yeah, I think you have to put it all on persistency. You know, every time you have a chance to give them a CD, to let them hear your name, even if they just get to hear the name, not even the music, you get their name in their head, and then next time they want to hear a little more and they want to hear a little something else. And you keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. I can't tell you how many times I sent them CDs, called them, had everybody I know call them, and over the years it just it starts working out after time, that's
and
all you can say.
Make good music. That's the key to it.
It seems to me, I was listening to some of the stuff that Eric sent me before the show, and it must be difficult to sell your stuff to a promoter or an A&R guy. I mean, how do you, when they ask you what kind of music do you play, I was saying the same thing to Nick earlier. I hear all kinds of different influences in your music. I mean, I can think of three or four different ways to describe it. How do you put it in the niche there for the radio stations?
I think that works in our favor also. We get to, if it's a punk rock show that we're going to be playing that night, we can come off a little punkier than the next one. And then if we're playing a show with a bunch of ska bands or reggae bands with a bunch of surfers and things like that, we'll throw them a bunch of dubs and we'll mix it up. And once you get in the door, none of the promoters, none of the organizations have a problem once they get to hear it. But you're right, coming across and trying to tell somebody you're in a punk ska band in 2008, can close the door quickly.
Yeah, most definitely. And who the hell keeps pressing the buttons? I'm going to cut your goddamn fingers off.
Hey, that's what Dead Air. Brought to you by Austin Batman.
So,
we just hung up on me, so I was like, he's like talking to my wife here.
Eric's a snob.
Didn't you know everybody says so? But, no, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we've got just a few minutes left, so we're going to just rock out the rest of the show with some music. Thanks to the Hard Richards for coming on at the last minute. Sorry to interrupt your practice. Thanks to Mikey G for calling. Yeah, very important. Practice? It's not Alvin Iverson here, so.
Make sure you come out Thursday night to see us open up for the Slackers if you're in the area.
All right,
where are you playing at?
Down at Churchill's in Miami.
All right, you heard it, folks. Get out and see them. All three of our listeners are rushing out right now.
Good deal, guys.
Hey, guys,
good.
Out there.
Yeah, we got the myspace.com/HardRichards. Go check it out. We got about 6 songs up on there, some videos. You can see my beautiful picture.
DVD will be out soon.
We'll have a DVD out soon.
Sweet. So thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, and keep rocking, guys. And thanks, Nick. Thanks, Nick Strong, for coming up. Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nick is treading in untread musical waters. Listen to this guy. If anybody's out there within the sound of my voice, Nick Strong's music is interesting. It's different. It's something you may not tip to it the first time you hear it, but keep listening to it. It grows on you like a fungus or a rash of some sort.
Well, thank you, B.
Yes, anytime, my friend.
Check it out, myspace.com/UNSSP for Untitled Nick Strong Solo Project.
That's sweet. And we are going to have all kinds of links up for not only you, but Hard Richards and Mikey G. We really do appreciate you guys coming on and just chilling with us. These are the kind of shows that we love doing, where we get to talk about the kind of stuff that we like to talk about.
And it grows on you like that moss from Creepshow.
Have you stole you? Wait! Whoa! I got something to say. Oh my God!
Meteor shock.
All right. Speaking of Creepshow, just reminded me of something. It's a hardcore band, but their music video is amazing. They're fans of Creepshow, and these guys called the Black Dahlia Murder.
Black Dahlia Murders, yes.
Yeah, they made a music video that follows the parts of a Creepshow. So the first part is the crate. Second part is the horrible death of Stephen King as a redneck, and the tide's coming up on you. A fun fact: my dad was Leslie Nielsen's stunt double.
Yeah.
At the very end of the music video, I can hold my breath for a very long time. So you guys should check it out. It's
I'm so glad I brought that.
What was that about gimmicks again? But if gimmicks aren't
necessarily a bad thing now. They got
your good.
That's awesome.
Everything's black. It's so cool. YouTube, go there. Thank you. Go. Wow, I like horror movies.
Stuff like that, man, that's geared towards something you like. It's out there, so get an iTunes card and support the artist.
Yeah.
Tally Hall.
Like Nick. Yes, whatever you do, don't download it for free, because that would be wrong.
Yeah.
Especially the independent artists. I mean, these are the guys that are doing it for the love, so.
Well,
if I could say one thing, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Nick.
If I was going to say one thing, it's go out and support local music, whoever it is, because they need it.
Yeah, go out and see the shows. That's the most important thing. Go out and see the shows and buy the CDs at the shows. So that's the most important thing. The more you support them, the bigger they'll get, the more they'll inspire other people to do their kind of crap. And
get the stuff we want to hear on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, just get stuff that you wouldn't normally hear somewhere else, something challenging, something that's maybe
unique. Yeah.
That's not, overproduced. New rock with don't get me started.
I'd really like to hear sheeps just bleating. for about, like, you know, 20 minutes. That's my kind of song right there.
Well, hold on. Who is it? Scott, we knew someone that was working on going out of Hollywood, going independent. Was it Sam?
Sam, we've already done this, though.
But how's it coming? I mean, has he gotten any better? I mean, he's been practicing on those vocals, man.
Yeah. Let's see how Sam's doing.
Sam's been practicing his Cookie Monster vocals.
The great thing is, he can hit that note every time. Like,
yeah, it's all right. That's so good.
That's what the guy from the Arctic.
Some hard Richards. And thanks for listening so much. Till next Tuesday. Thanks for stepping into the abyss. And check out our forums at awesomebadness.com. We're out. There is no solution to the pain and destruction, the death and frustration right now. We got to start living our lives like we're human and fight while they're hating right now. We got to transform the way that we're thinking and stop people thinking. Okay. Your day is a change to the past with the water and the best of the brain. That's the fucking ground for the brother of this place. Hope that the dead get struck from the pain. The other day, I remember you saying, now was the time, why did you start playing? And the music really helped to overcome the pain. Right now, there is a war that we're fighting. The people are dying in the right now. There is no solution to the pain and destruction, the pain and frustration. Right now, we got to stop living our lives like we're human and stop all the hatred. Right now, we got to transform the way that we're thinking. Stop people thinking. Already in the past, so there is a change to the ground. What the one that depends on the brain. Come on.